请弟兄姊妹翻到以弗所书第五章。
Come back to Ephesians chapter 5.
我们从第一节读一读。
We'll start our reading from verse 1.
所以你们该效法他，效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样。
Be ye therefore imitators of God as beloved children.
然后十九节。
We now read verse 19.
当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主。凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。又当存敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and chanting with your heart to the Lord.Giving thanks at all times for all things to Him who is God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submitting yourselves to one another in the fear of Christ.
我们再一次有祷告。
Let us pray once again.
主，我们都在这处等候你。
Lord, we are here waiting on you.
愿意你在我们这个时候向我们再说话。
And at this time, Lord, we would that you speak to us again.
把你心里面的意念向我们解开。
Opening up to us your own thoughts.
叫我们有一个明亮的眼睛，就是赐人智慧启示的灵所作的工。
To indeed enlighten our eyes, giving to us the very work of the Holy Spirit of wisdom and revelation.
叫我们可以毫无保留这样直接地去认识你的自己和你手里的工作。
That without any reservation, we will come to know you yourself and also your own work.
感谢主在这处荣耀你自己的名。
Lord, we thank you and we would that you glorify your own name.
我们都等候你。
Lord, we wait on you.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈祷。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen. 我们感谢神，在神的话语一打开的时候，
Thank God that as we open the Word of God,
we see
how God opened up His entire heart towards us.
我们提及到由四章十七节的时候开始，神连续用了五个所以来跟我们讲话。
And we say from chapter 4 verse 17,God had used the five therefores or wherefore to speak to us.
是一步一步的把我们带到一个个人嘅属灵追求上面嘅高点
，and in our personal pursuit, how God leads us one step at a time to a high place.
弟兄姊妹，你可以留意到喺头头两个所以嘅里边咧，似乎系指住喺消极方面嘅学习。
It seems that the first two therefores point to learning, which are rather negative.
系保守我哋自己唔落喺旧人嘅影响嘅里边。
Protecting us or preventing us from falling into the old man.
在第五章所提到的那三个的所以呢，是比较积极那方面来带领我们去追求。
And the three therefores in chapter 5 indeed puts us in a more positive stand in our pursuit.
是追求让神的性情来支配我们。
To pursue after the own nature of God for ourselves.
如果我们将这些几第五章嗰几个所以嚟点一点嘅话呢
？If we point out this therefore in chapter 5,
头一件事情顶住你睇到嘅，神用着佢自己嘅性情嚟救我哋脱离同神嘅性情唔调和嘅
，and how
各种嘅事物
，God uses His own nature to put aside all the things which are contrary to Him that is in us。
将嗰啲唔能够带入神嘅国里边嘅人事物，从我哋嘅身上边。
Everything that has nothing to do with His kingdom, God indeed deals with them and removes them.
其次是引领我们去留意到要追求去做神所喜悦的事。
So that we come to pay attention to the things of the work to which God is pleased with.
然后最拉尾的所以呢，是叫我们懂得活在神的光，生命的光的里面。
And the final, therefore,causes us to live in the light of God.
一个最重要的一个点就是说，几时我们活在神的生命的光的底下，我们几时 係同神嘅旨意係連結起上嚟。
And whenever we live in the light of God, we will be linked up with His will.
所以你細細讀佢嘅話語嘅時候，你會睇到要明白神嘅旨意係乜嘢。
So as you read carefully, you will come to see what it means to understand the will of the Lord.
啊，又話要唔好醉酒，係要被聖靈充滿。
We are not to be drunken, but be filled with the Holy Spirit.
呢度所提到嘅圣灵充满，唔系一啲动作上面嘅特别嘅表现。
Here it is not just displaying something special in action.
而系特别系指出咗喺我哋嘅生活嘅里边，完完整整嘅让圣灵去管理。
But rather in our lives, in a complete way, that there is the control of the Holy Spirit in us.
弟兄姊妹，你读神嘅话嘅时候，你会发现提及到圣灵充满嘅时候，实系用两个唔同嘅名词嚟表达呢一件事。
If you pay attention to the phrase or the saying of being filled with the Holy Spirit, there are two words that are used to express this.
喺中文圣经里边，我哋睇唔到呢，唔系容易睇到呢个区别。
And in the Chinese Bible, it's not easy to see this distinction.
都是聖靈充滿。
We are just told filled with the Spirit.
但你讀你能夠懂得原文就當然更好了，即使不是的話，你可以從英文聖經的裡面你會看到那個區別。
And of course, if you know the original text and you understand it, it's the best, but from the English translation, you'll be able also to see the difference.
一個聖靈充滿，那是叫做被聖靈充滿。
First, filling of the Holy Spirit, we are told is being filled by the Spirit.
另外一個聖靈充滿，那是指著滿有聖靈 ,full of Spirit.
And the other way that we are being told is to be full of the Spirit.
兩個不同的用字來表明到那聖靈充滿在我們身上面所表達的。
And both are differently used.As to how this being described as being filled by the Spirit.
为了工作和见证，特别在使徒行传的里头，你看到很多的被圣灵充满。
And for God's work and testimony, especially when we read Acts, we see how we are being filled by the Spirit.
这个圣灵充满是为了工作，为了见证。
And this filling of the Holy Spirit primarily is for His work and testimony.
是很短暂的。
It seems it is only for a short time.
事情完结，这个圣灵充满的事亦过去。
And when the task is done, it seems the event is past.
但以弗所书呢度所提呢个呢，乃是一个满有圣灵。
And here, in fact, what is mentioned is to be full of the Spirit.
什么叫做满有圣灵呢？
What does it mean to be full of the Spirit?
满有圣灵乃是说，整个的人是服在圣灵的管理和约束底下。
That is to say,The whole person is under the control of the Spirit.
行的时候，我哋咪特别提到恩膏嘅教训。
And this morning we mentioned about the teaching of the unction.
恩膏嘅教训就系圣灵满有圣灵嘅当中嘅其中一个嘅表现。
And in fact, to be taught of the Spirit is an expression, one of an expression of.Being full of the Spirit.
提及这个满有圣灵，那个是一个持久性的经历。
And this, in fact, is a long, a lasting experience.
当中几乎我们可以说是没有间断的。
We could say that, in fact, there is no break in it.
不像工作性或者是见证性的那个被圣灵充满，那个只是说一个短暂的时间。
Unlike the filling of the Spirit for the purpose of work or testimony that is only temporal.
感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our God.
在圣经里面特别记载到有一个人，他是满有圣灵的。
The Bible especially mentioned of someone who was full of the Spirit.
这个是巴拿巴。
This was Barnabas.
所以你看到圣经里面记载巴拿巴的时候，给他那个评语呢，就是说他是一个好人。
And so the Bible described Barnabas as a good man.
但弟兄姊妹，你必须要留意，这个好人不是我们意念里面那个好好先生。
But, please take note, this good man is not as how we think a good person is.
什么东西你问到他，他都是好好 yes, yes.
And whatever you ask him, he says, all is well, yes, good.
他永远不会拒绝你。
He will not reject you.
但是巴拿巴是一个好人，不是这样的好人。
But Barnabas being a good a man is not such a person.
讲到巴拿巴是一个好人，但弟兄姊妹，你必须要注意到，这个是圣灵给他的结论。
And this, in fact, is the conclusion of the Holy Spirit.
换个角度来讲，在神的眼里面，他是一个好人。
That is to say, in the eyes or in the sight of God, he is a good man.
好到一个怎样的程度呢？
To what extent is he good?
好到他一直是让人看见神。
In fact, to a point where God is seen in him.
所以在圣经里面记载巴拿巴的事情不是很多。
Although we don't have much said of Barnabas in the Bible.
但每次你见到他的时候，他是将人挽回。
But each time you see him, you find that he is the person who indeed returned man to God.
你每次见到他的时候，你见看到他的记载的时候，都是记载到他去供应人的。
You see how he also being a provision to others.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
虽然曾经保罗和他中间发生过一些的误会。
Although, in fact, some misunderstanding arose between him and Paul.
因为那个时候他们两个人都是在主里面很年轻。
Because both of them were rather young in the Lord at the time.
但是等到他们大家都长成的时候呢，你看到一件非常宝贵的事，两个人中间没有尴尬。
However, as they mature, we find something very precious between the both of them, there was no hindrance whatsoever.
我们敬拜赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
主特别提醒到我们，我们那个生活的基础乃是在一个满有圣灵的这个事实的里头。
And the Lord indeed reminds us that the basis of our life should be one that is full of the Spirit.
如果我们真的活在一个这样的圣灵的管理的下面呢，
If we really live under the control of the Spirit,
就带出我们生活里头的两个果子。
And it will bring out two fruits.
一个果子就是敬拜赞美神。
First will be in worshipping of our God.
在我们的生活里面是满了敬拜的。
And in our lives, we will be filled with worshipping.
是满了感谢和赞美。
We will be filled with thanksgiving and praise.
在另一方面呢，就带我们去到顺服的功课的里头去操练。
On the other hand, it will lead us to train ourselves in the lesson of submission.
不单只是顺服神的权柄，
Not only to submit to the authority of God,
而且亦在人的中间去认识神的权柄而彼此顺服。
But there, to recognize the authority of God and to submit to one another. In
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise
our Lord. 我轻轻这样将我们上周所交通过的个人的追求成长的来做一个这样的总结。
So I conclude very briefly what we've been sharing this morning as to our own personal pursuit of being holy before the Lord.
神为什么在我们的身上面来带领我们先学习个人的成长呢？
Why should God indeed lead us in our personal learning and growing?
我们如今开手就要碰到第二个阶段的神的引导。
And now we'll come to the second stage of God's leading.
弟兄姊妹，你特别注意到在个人的那个成追求成长的过程的里面，
Our own personal pursuit and growth，
不管神在哪一方面来开手在我们身上面作工，
It doesn't matter from which end God starts his work in
a... 你总看到一件事情，
You see one fact，
就是整段的经文里面最后那两个字，
That everythingends with those are two words.
顺服
submission.
弟兄姊妹，顺服乜嘢呢？
To submit to what?
喺个人嘅嗰个追求嘅上边，就去顺服主嘅权柄。
And for our own personal pursuit, submitting ourselves to the authority of the Lord.
我相信喺我哋每一个人嘅属灵嘅经历嘅上边，我哋都系咁样走过嚟。
And in our own personal experience, we know we have been there before.
我哋起初嘅追求都系站在个人嘅地位上边，或者话站喺个人嘅立场上边去接受主自己嘅操作。
So we stand on a personal basis before the Lord for Him to build us up.
如果我们用约翰福音十五章的葡萄树和枝子的比喻来去说明呢？
If we use John chapter 15, the parable of the vine and the branches,
就在这个阶段里面，神是将我们个人去修剪。
And the Lord in fact is pruning us.
将合神心意的保留下来。
And all that is of God is being retained.
将嗰啲跟唔上神心意嘅就修剪咗佢。
And anything which is not according to His
heart
desire to be true。
用嘅说话嚟讲咧，就系话呢个系属灵嘅生命嘅对付。
This we say is the spiritual dealing in our lives。
但属灵生命嘅对付嗰个结局，乃系把我哋带到尊神为拜。
And the end of it is that we indeed magnify the Lord。
我哋承认神嘅地位。
We acknowledge God's position.
表达喺我哋存着感谢赞美嘅生活喺神嘅面前。
And we indeed give thanks and praise before God in our life.
另一面系顺服神嘅权柄。
On one hand, we submit to His authority.
表达喺我哋喺我哋生活嘅里边，我哋系跟随神嘅权柄嚟决定我哋生活嘅步骤。
That in our lives, everything is in accord with His authority.
我哋个人喺神嘅面前嘅学习纯熟咗啲啦。
And in our personal learning, we are maturing,
and we are growing up.
Then God leads us into the saved.
我们今天晚上的开首是用点时间去看神怎样带领我们进入众圣徒。
And today, this evening, we will look at how God leads us into this being among the saved.
弟兄姊妹，当我们留意到要进入众圣徒的时候，
when we take note as to entering into the saints.
在我们的想法里面，我们马上立刻就想到教会的生活。
Straight away we think about the church life.
但是很稀奇。
But strangely,
在以弗所书里面，神带领我们从个人进入众圣徒，不是立即就带我们进入教会的生活。
It's strange that from leading us on a personal basis,right through, it seems that it's not straight away into the church life.
当然我们一开始信主的时候，我们是进入教会的生活。
Of course, when we start, we already start in having church life.
我们一同聚会。
We meet together.
我们一同有交通。
And we have our sharing and fellowship.
我们一同有享用主自己的恩典的丰富。
And together we enjoy His grace and His abundance.
我们又一同的去见证主自己的作为。
And together we testify of His work.
弟兄姊妹，这是教会生活的内容。
This in fact is the context of the church life.
我们一信主，我们就好自然的，我们就入到教会的生活的里头。
The moment we believe in the Lord, we enter into such a church life.
当我们很严肃地去提出教会生活的时候呢，
But if you were to seriously talk about church life,
咁样就唔系仅仅话我哋有聚会，我哋有祷告，我哋有交通，我哋有见证，咁样我哋叫做喺教会生活嘅里边。
Then it doesn't mean that we have a meeting, we have a prayer, and we have testimony that we are really having a church life.
但是我哋必须记得一件事情，教会嘅生活系为咗教会嘅建造。
We know that church life is for the purpose of the building up of the church.
教会的生活不是为了生活而生活。
It is not just for our living.
不是为了去满足一个样式去生活。
Or just to satisfy a form.
又说在教会的生活里面，我们是接触到神的权柄。
But in our lives, we come into contact with the authority of God.
然后在教会的生活里面，我们接受神的权柄，服在神的权柄的底下。
And in this church life, we submit ourselves and accept the authority of God.
弟兄姊妹，你常常留意到，今日在地上面的教会，经常你会发现有很多很多的困扰出来。
You find that the church on earth so often has been troubled by many things.
你几乎可以说，所有的困扰都是出于对神的权柄那个接受是有保留来引发的。
You can say all this trouble has come from the fact that we have reservation to submit ourselves to the authority of God.
所以当神带领我们去进入众圣徒的时候，他给我们又经过一个阶段。
And before he leads us into the saints, he takes us to another stage.
我们姑且说这个是进入众圣徒的初阶。
And we perhaps can say that this is a
whole
primary entering in of the saints.
所以当我们今晚继续来读下去的时候，
as we continue our reading,
弟兄姊妹，你看到了神就摆了几个人中间的关系来给我们去接触。
You come to read of how the various relationships that is among men, and this is being mentioned.
从第五章的22节开首，弟兄姊妹，你看到。
And from verse 22, you'll see.
他就说夫妇的关系。
talking about the relationship between husbands and wives.
然后第六章开头嗰处咧，就讲到父母同儿女嘅关系。
In the beginning of chapter 6, the relationship between children and parents.
然后咧由第六章嘅第五节开头咧，就讲到仆人同主人嘅关系。
And then from Chapter 6, verse 5, it talks about the relationship between bondmen and masters.
用今日的说话来讲，就是雇员和雇主的关系。
And today's language will be employer and employee.
顶之为神用着这三种的人和人中间的关系。
And God used these three relationships among men.
是带领我们在实际生活的里头去学习进入众圣徒。
That we will learn in all this respect to enter into the saints.
那当然，弟兄姊妹，你留意到喺你所提到呢三种嘅关系，都系喺信主嘅人嘅范围嘅里边。
Here, all these three relationships we are talking about is in the confine of or the circle of those who believe in the Lord.
但系其中有一部分咧，亦应用喺这个世界嘅里头。
And among this, there is also one that is being applied.To the world,
特別是主人和仆人的關係
especially the relationship between bondmen and masters.
但是主要的那個部分呢仍然是站在一個神的兒女在教會被建造的過程裡面他們學的功課
But the center of it is that the process of the learning of God's children as they enter into the saints.
所以弟兄姊妹當我們讀到這一部分的時候
And as we read this portion,
你千万不要想到在那些书谱里面一些的所谓生活哲学难的书籍。
Don't be mistaken to think that, these are in the library, those books,
是关于生活哲学的 philosophy
the philosophy of life.
必须有本书王我刚刚新结婚我要留意一下怎样去做丈夫。
And I'm just about to get married, so I come to read this book as to, that will teach me how to be a husband.
姊妹就说我也都要留意怎样去做妻子。
And the sister says, oh, I need to pay attention how to be a wife.
你跑去书谱里面就很多这类这样的书给你们看到。
You go into the bookshop, you find there are numerous books on these things.
但姊妹当你读到这个夫妇的关系的时候
When you read of the relationship between husband and wife,
你千万不要用那个观念来摆在你要读的这段话。
Don't use the concept that you have seen in the bookshop and put it and place it here.
尤其是有很多称为基督徒的人他们在礼拜堂那时行婚礼的时候呢牧师就多数啦不是绝对都会读这段话来劝勉。
And often, Christians, when they are married in church, you find that the pastors will use this portion of scripture and, to read to them.
但弟兄姊妹，你必须要睇到。
Brothers and sisters,
你要劝勉，当然可以用佢。
Of course, you can use this to encourage.
但是主讲呢一番嘅说话唔系为咗劝勉。
But it is not just for encouragement.
如果我哋以为嗰个系劝勉嘅话呢？
If it is just for encouragement,
我们就对神的话打了折扣。
Then we have indeed misused the word of God.
我估弟兄姊妹，当我们留意到神在实际生活里面来操练我们的时候
，When God is training us in our very lives,
他要叫我们留意到一个很明确的体会。
He wants us to come to see something very clearly.
我们常常说生命的那个学习。不是在乎你仅仅有一些的生命的知识。
And the learning in life is not just that you merely have the knowledge.
而是很在乎你怎样把你那个生命的知识转化成为你生命的实际。
But rather, with that knowledge, how it becomes the reality of your life.
如果提到生命的实际的时候就必须是跟生活连结起上来。
And if it's real in your life, then it will be linking up with your living.
换一句说话来讲
To put it in another way,
生命是活出来的。
Life is to be lived out.
生命不是谈出来的。
It's not for it to be talked about.
但是我们常常犯一个毛病我们欢喜谈生命。
But our problem is that we often talk about life.
但是我们不是那么甘心去活生命。
But we are not that ready and willing to live it.
但感謝神，佢知道我哋嘅缺陷喺邊處。
But we thank God, He knows our lacking.
所以留意到佢喺以弗所書裏邊將我哋擺在教會建造嘅呢個咁嘅大嘅要求嘅底下。
Under this requirement of building of the church, as He puts this here,
佢就着手喺生活嘅裏邊嚟帶領我哋。
Directly, He leads us in our living.
要叫我哋喺生活嘅裏邊嚟操練我哋嗰個生命。
That in our living, we are to indeed exercise our lives.
我哋感謝讚美我哋嘅神。
We thank and praise our God.
因此，當弟兄姊妹你睇到神帶我哋進一步去學習進入眾聖徒嘅時候，佢係將我哋帶入一個人際嘅關係嗰處。
And as He leads us into being among the saints, He leads us into this relationship among men.
所謂人際嘅關係就係話，神要叫我哋從呢啲關係裏面睇見神對我呢一個人佢所作嘅安排。
So through such relationship that we are coming to see what He has a purpose or dispense for us.
而我哋喺生活嘅裏面睇見係神嘅安排。
And we can see clearly that it is God's dispensation.
我哋就接受嗰個係神嘅安排。
And we will accept it and receive it.
呢個安排喺一段時間裏面嚟講，或者對我係好滿足嘅。
And in fact, this in fact should truly satisfy me.
當然呢個一啲問題都冇。
And there should be no problem whatsoever.
但有時你會發現嗰個安排係對我非常非常嘅苦惱嘅。
But so often, God's dispensation seems to be such a bitter pill for us.
甚至好似叫我感覺係背重擔嘅。
It seems that I'm having to bear a great burden.
咁如果我哋從表面上邊去睇呢
？If we look at it externally,
我哋就話呢個關係究竟對唔對
？Then we say, is this relationship right?
但感謝神。
Oh, we thank Lord.
他叫我们看的不是你现在关系的光景。
What we are to see is not our current situation.
他要叫我们看那个关系的那个源头。
But rather, the source of such a relationship.
那个源头乃是神自己的管理。
And the source is such an initiation is the control of God.
因此当我们一进入到人和人中间的关系的学习和操练的时候，
When we enter into this relationship among men,
我们首先第一件事情的是学习看见神而不是看见人。
The first thing we need to see is God Himself and not man.
你明明是看见那个人，但是你不是着眼点在他。
Although you see the person, but you are not just merely seeing him.
你是着眼点，是点解这个人会摆在我的眼前。
But you would, take note as to why this person is being put before you.
真照这个是我们经常很忽略的一件事。
This is something that we find ourselves so lacking in.
我们常常是只是从表面的现象去接触到神有什么事情来叫我在那处有体会。
That we just say outwardly, what it is that God is allowing this to happen.
但神是要带我们进深一步去看到，不是表面那个现象，是表面现象背后的那个原因。
But God wants to lead us deeper, not just at the surface, but what is behind it.
或者说是那个我们所接受那个安排的那个起源。
But to in fact accept what is being arranged for us.
弟兄姊妹，我们可以在圣经上面用一些话语来看，来去先领会这个大前提先。
We can use the words of the Bible to understand this topic.
弟兄姊妹都熟悉约拿的故事。
Brothers and sisters, you are aware of the story of Jonah.
弟兄姊妹，如果你看约拿的故事的时候，
If you read the story of Jonah,
你会留意到约拿要逃避去尼尼微是有理由有根据的。
And you know that his reason for running away from Nineveh has a basis.
他逃避神不是没有根据的，不是没有理由的。
His running away from God is not without any basis.
如果我们很单纯地去看，神吩咐你去尼尼微，为什么你不去？
And we say that if God has asked you to go, why haven't you gone?
你要讲出个理由出来。
And you can, look for the reason.
但似乎约拿书没有提出约拿的理由给我们听。
But from the book of Jonah, we don't read of any reasons.
又不是说完全没有提。
Of course, it's not entirely and not mentioned.
起初约拿逃避的时候呢，圣经里面没有记载他的心思。
When this was mentioned nothing was mentioned of the thought of Jonah.
等到約拿行到約拿書嘅最後嘅路程嘅時候咧，佢嘅本相顯露出嚟，神就點出啦。呢個問題就喺呢處。
At the end of the book of Jonah, when some other thing had happened, God pointed out, "This is your problem."
咁約拿嘅問題喺邊度咧
？Where was the problem of Jonah？
約拿嘅問題係睇人唔睇神。
What he was looking at was a man and not God.
神話你去尼尼微。
God told him to go to Nineveh.
宣告佢哋仲有四十日。
And declare that they have 40 days.
你去。
And God asked him to go.
約拿不愧係一個先知喎。
And Jonah, being a prophet,
佢好似有意無意嘅想到四十日嘅警告，佢哋肯悔改。
And he thought to himself, 40 days of declaration, they will repent.
咁如果佢哋悔改嘅時候，咁第一就我白行一次。
And if they were to repent, it seems that firstly I'm wasted.
I'm in way. My work is in
way. My work will be wasted.
其次呢，如果你哋未佢哋悔改，神一定保存佢。
And if they were to repent, God would indeed keep them.
但喺約拿嘅日子，俾以色列最多難處嘅就係亞述。
And in the days of Jonah, the country that gave Israel the most trouble was Assyria.
提到呢一點嘅時候，約拿就可以振振有詞嘅。
And when you talk about this, it would infuriate him.
神啊，我唔去得嘅。
God, I can't go.
因為我去嘅時候，亞述一定係俾保留落嚟。
And if I go, Assyria will be kept.
保留落嚟嘅時候，我哋以色列就要受好大嘅壓力。
And if so, we will suffer. Great pressure.
神啊，你記得噶，以色列係你嘅選民。
God, you know that the Israel are your chosen people.
你點可以讓你嘅選民嚟接受一啲咁難當嘅壓力
？How can you allow your chosen people to be oppressed by these people？
所以約拿話：我唔去。
So Jonah says, I won't go.
但結果神係堵塞咗佢嘅路，佢冇辦法唔去。
But God has stopped his way. He can't but go in the end.
果然佢真係先知咯。
And then he was really
prophet, and
the people of Nineveh repented.
这个时候他调戏不顺了。
Then he really couldn't put up with this.
他说希望神改变心意了。
And he was hoping that God would change his mind.
神要毁灭他们，应该神毁灭他们才对。
God should destroy them.
但是他又不敢去命令神。
Of course, he dare not ask God to do something.
因为他有个鱼肚的经历，他不敢。
Because of his experience with the God, he dare not.
但是他存一个这样的幻想。
But he had such a thought.
你们的人这么曳这么恶，虾得我们以色列这么厉害，神应该要灭了他。
Nineveh, the people of Nineveh is so bad towards Israel and so wicked, God should have destroyed them.
所以他就跑到那个山仔那处来，走到一棵卑麻树的底下，就看。
So he went up to this mountain,under the shade of the tree, and he just look out
to
see if God would change his mind. Brothers and sisters,
这个先知就不是真是那么认识神。
This a prophet doesn't actually know God.
他以为神是可以时刻改变。
He thought that God would change anytime.
他不留意到神一切的动作是有原则的。
He doesn't know that everything that God does is according to his principle.
他所看见就是尼尼微人。
All he saw was the people of Nineveh.
他看不见神。
He didn't see God.
所以结果他在他要学习的功课的上面，他不合格。
So in this learning, this process of learning, he failed.
等于从约拿的故事上高，你能够体会一件事。
And from this story of Jonah, we can see.
这个是从负面那边去看。
This is looking at it from a negative aspect.
从正面的去看，我想弟兄姊妹去看亚拉伯拉罕的以撒。
And from the positive side, I want us to look at Abraham offering up Isaac.
我不讲亚伯拉罕以撒的事情了。
I won't talk about the incident.
但我只是指出一件这样的事给你看。
I'm just pointing this out for you to see.
你从亚伯拉罕和以撒的事上面你看到。
From the incident of Abraham offering up Isaac, you can see,
神的要求是不合理。
You find God's requirement is just unreasonable.
但是亚伯拉罕又看神不看人。
But Abraham was looking at God and wasn't looking at man.
所以他就按照神的心思跟上去。
So according to God's thoughts, he just act on it.
但是弟兄姊妹，你说神做了一件不合理的事吗？
He says, how can God be so unreasonable?
如果你读圣经是读得细心，人家会了解。
And if you were to read the Bible carefully, you will understand.
阿伯拉罕提出一个不合理的要求，乃是为了要去试验阿伯拉罕。
And in so doing, in fact, God is just testing Abraham.
来给他一次考试。
To test him out.
所以神就给一个不合理的事实放在他那里。
So it seems that he's been asked to do something unreasonable.
然后阿伯拉罕去接受这个考试。
And for him to accept this test.
那这个考试是什么呢？
And what's this test?
信服神。
To submit to God.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
当我们留意到神在我们身上的带领，是把我们摆在人和人的关系的中间，去考验我们在神的面前顺服的功课学到一个什么地步。
And God puts us in a relationship among men for us to see at what point is our learning in submitting to God.
所以留意到在开头那段个人的追求的学习，到最后的点就摆一个顺服在那里。
So as we talk about the personal learning and pursue, God tells us right at the end the lesson of
submission. 但是在个人的追求的上面呢，你的顺服的对象只是有神自己一个。
And this, the object of our lesson is God himself.
在学习的难度上面来讲呢，是比较轻一点。
The difficulty of learning
是比较容易一点的 comparatively,
is comparatively easy.
但如今神把我们带进一步摆在人的关系里头去学功课的时候，
But here God puts us among men to learn.
在程度上面它是又是难一点的。
And find that it is a degree harder.
我们用简单的说话来讲讲你就晓得的了。
If you put this simply, you understand.
你和神中的关系只有你和神知道。
Your relationship with God only is known between you and Him.
你好丑怪，你好丢架，只有你自己知道，神知道。
How ugly or how false you are, only God knows.
但在人中间你要学功课的时候呢？
But before man, if you have to learn.
这样一切的羞辱的事情呢，就不是仅仅你和神知道了，有第三者、第四、第五、第六个人知道。
And every shameful aspect of you, it's not just between you and God, it seems that the third, fourth, and fifth person will know about it.
这个立刻就牵涉到我们自己的面子问题。
Straight away, it's to do with our face.
一加上这个这样的因素，我们学习在人际的关系里面去接受顺服的安排，就
And in this matter, we find to learn submission among men, it seems difficult to us. We thank and praise our Lord. The Lord knows our situation. So it will not lead us straight into what He wants. First of all, He leads you to the relationship between He and you. And my relationship with Him, once it's through,
神就带我们入到人的中间。
Then God leads us to be among men.
透过不同的关系来叫我们在那里受进一步的修理。
Through the various relationship, to indeed better us.
这个进一步的修理仍然是基础在接受神的权柄的这个点。
And this is still centered around receiving the authority of God.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得人在神面前的难处。
You know the difficulty for man coming before God.
是怎样发生的呢？
How had it come about?
是怎样持续的呢？
How did it start?
是怎样去叫人落在一个没前途的这样的绝望的里面呢？
How did it cause man to be without hope and to perish?
就是对神的权柄的接受的问题。
It is to do with accepting the authority of God.
起头，亚当负责。
To start with, Adam was responsible.
从嗰个时候开始，不服神的权柄在人的中间有了起点。
And not accepting God's authority, and there brought about the problem.
然后从亚当一直到亚当的子孙，都在这个不服神权柄的那个倾向的底下，来继续。去 表达我们对神的权柄的抗拒。
And how Adam, and through all his descendants, show forth how we reject and rebel against the authority of God.
因为这个抗拒引来的结果呢，就落在神的权柄的定罪的底下。
And the consequence of this is that we fall under God's judgment
and law. 人的一切就完结。
And that's the end for man.
知道这个就是人在神面前的故事。
This is the story of man before God.
感谢赞美我们的神。
But we thank and praise God.
神甘心见到我们的结局是这样。
God has no wish to see us end like
this. 所以救赎的恩典就将我们来挽回。
So the salvation grace.
而我们挽回的起点呢？
And this a start of this recovery.
等之后我们已经提过了。
We have already mentioned.
就是从信主那点开始，接受救恩那件事开始。
Starting with accepting salvation.
接受救恩的实际是什么？
What is the effect to receiving salvation?
接受救恩的实际就是你顺服神的权柄。
It is your accepting the authority of God.
你知道很多弟兄姊妹，很多人不太了解这个。
Many people don't quite understand
this. 因为神给我们救恩，神自己宣告话，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生，我不是信咯。
It says that, in fact, God's salvation is that we believe in Him, that we may not perish and have eternal life, so we do that.
神的话又宣告说，你心里承认，口里相信，心里相信，口里承认，你就必得救了。
And God's word tells us that you believe in your heart, you confess with your lips, then you're saved.
那我们承认又相信咯。
So I acknowledge, I confess, and I believe.
但弟兄姊妹，谁告诉你知？
But who tells that to you?
你这样做你可以得救。
That you do such a thing, you'll be saved.
神话。
It is God who said it.
所以就去照着神的话去做。
So you act on His word.
等一会你告诉我一次。
Tell me, brothers and sisters.
你按照神话去做，是不是等于你接受神的权柄？
And in so doing, are you not accepting the authority of God?
等于我们在神的面前被挽回那个起源，那个起点，又是顺服。
Our recovery, by God comes from the fact of our submission.
我们在神面前失落那个起点是不顺服。
And our fall had been a consequence of our disobedience.
神挽回我们的起点是我们的顺服。
And our recovery is on the ground of our submission.
然后人的堕落的心向深处来走的时候是继续的不顺服。
And find as man falls deep, further and further, it is through disobedience.
而我们能够继续在神的荣耀的丰富里面去加添，那是因为我们继续在神的面前的顺服。
And for us to be added on in the glory, it is our continual submission to Him.
等于你懂，顺服就是接受神的权柄。
Submission is to accept the authority of God.
整个属灵的学习是带我们去到一个这样的光景，去毫无保留地去接受神的权柄。
And all our spiritual learning is to bring us to a point where unreservedly we receive and accept the authority of God.
好啦，我们开始可以入到去人际中间的那个真实的操练。
And we now enter into the actual practical learning of relationships.
等一下你留意到，神第一个摆出来的就是夫妇的关系。
The first thing that God mentioned is the relationship between wives and husbands.
但是当我们留意到这个夫妇的关系的时候，
and as we take note of this relationship of husband and wife,
你就注意到一个问题。
You take note of a problem.
那个问题呢，是丈夫有丈夫的责任，妻子有妻子的责任。
It seems that the husband has his responsibility, so does the wife.
两个人的责任都要准确，又都要对。
And both responsibility has to be right and correct.
不是只是一方面的要求。
It's not just a requirement on one.
是双方面的要求。
It's on both.
但双方面的要求是为了一个目的。
But on both for one purpose.
什么目的呢？
What's the purpose?
我们有个美满的家庭。
That we have a wonderful family.
弟兄姊妹，这个是我们自己的盼望。
This is our own hope.
但你要留意到神的安排。
But take note of what God has planned.
神的安排要叫我们在夫妇的关系上面活得准确。
God wants us to live rightly as husband and wife.
乃是要叫藉着我们的生活将基督同教会的关系表达出来。
That through our lives, our living, to in fact portray the relationship of Christ and the assembly.
不认识主的人看到我们的家庭的里面的生活的时候，他们看到有一些事物是他们所羡慕而是他们没办法得到。
that when others come to see our family, they come to see that they long for something that they cannot have.
他们只看到表面的现象，哎呀，这个家庭没得谈。
And they only see the outward aspect and says, oh, how good it is.
叫人好羡慕。
And they become very envious.
但是他们不晓得为什么会这样。
But they don't know how this has come about.
他们以为这对夫妇真是天造地设的一对了。
It seems that how well matched this couple is.
从来不听见他们吵架的。
They have never quarreled.
从来不听见他们在屋里面有些太大声的声音传出来。
Seems that there's no quarreling or loud noise coming out from the house.
啊，他们刚出到来的时候，个都好像咁开心、咁欢喜、咁满咗满足感。
And when they come out of the house, they all look so happy and wonderful and so satisfied and content.
他们只是看到个表面的现象。
They only see the outward form.
他们不够看到那个造成这个表面现象的那个原因。
They do not see the reason how this has come about.
那个原因乃是说
And the reason is,
他们晓得神在这两个人的关系上面是神自己的手里面的安排。
They won't see that in these two persons, how God's hand had been there to arrange for everything.
那有一点我特别要再提出来的。
One thing I want to mention again.
等于我们晓得以弗所书是讲教会的建筑。
You need to know that Ephesians talk about the building up of the church.
而教会乃是信主的人的那个生命的组合。
And the church is the gathering of the people, the organization of the people of God.
那因此弟兄姊妹，当我们看到这一切的引导、管理和安排的时候，你不能把不信的人那个因素加入去。
And for this, you cannot have anyone who does not believe in the Lord to be found in it.
因为不信主的人和神的永远的旨意是不发生关系。
Those who do not believe in the Lord has nothing to do with His will.
所以在这处特别提及到夫妇的关系的时候，我特别强调这个点就是这样。
And when it talks about husband and wife, I want to stress on this point.
但是你晓得，教会是神自己的居所。
That the church is the dwelling place of God.
教会是神的恩典毫无保留的充满的地方。
And it is the place where God will unreservedly fill with His glory.
教会是神荣耀尊贵的出口。
It is in fact the glorious outlet for God.
因此神在教会的里面所作的，那是要作到一个地步，叫神在教会的中间可以完全的自由运行来去成全。
So what God wants to do is that He's able to do everything without any hindrance.
如今神将夫妇的关系摆在一个地位上面。
And here the relationship of husband and wife has been.
去表达教会和主的关系。
To show forth the relationship of Christ and the church.
因此弟兄姊妹，我们怎样看基督徒的婚姻？
How do we look at the marriage of Christians? How do we look at the marriage of the children of God?
我们特别去注意到的就是说，在神儿女的婚姻的里面是带着一个见证在那时。
We know in the marriage of the children of God, it brings forth a testimony.
这个见证是要见证到主和教会的关系。
It is meant to testify of the relationship of Christ and the assembly.
但弟兄同埋姊妹，我们很清楚的了解，
Brothers and sisters, we know clearly,
主和教会的关系不是一开始就咁和谐的。
That the relationship of Christ and the church is not such so harmonious to start.
在起初神的儿女蒙恩的时候，同主的关系或者真系有个蜜月期都唔定。
Perhaps to start off, when we are first saved, we feel that we have such a sweet relationship with Christ.
如同人中间的那个夫妇的蜜月期一样。
Just like the honeymoon period of husband and wife.
现在有时看国际新闻呢，都看到好像政治上面都有一些蜜月期。
It seems that in the news, often they talk about, in politics, that they have the honeymoon period.
但弟兄姊妹，如果说这个是真的，
If this were so,
那蜜月期一过的时候就是什么期呢？
When the honeymoon period is over, what comes next?
如果提得出蜜月期就是说，那个一定是有个期限在那里。
If there's a honeymoon period, we know that there is a fixed
time. 有人长一点，有人短一点。
Perhaps it's longer for others, shorter for
others. 但怎么有一个结束的日子？
But it seems that the day will end.
那结束的时候，那跟着那个是什么期？
When the honeymoon ends, what comes?
那吵架期。
time for quarreling.
打交期。
Time for fighting.
我哋唔知道系点样嘅，总之就唔系咁和谐。
We don't know what will come, but we know it will not be that smooth.
但系只要你了解到，我哋同神中间嘅关系常常系咁样。
Brothers and sisters, well, our relationship with God often is like
that. 从个人嚟讲系咁样，从整个教会嚟讲系咁样。
Personally, it's like this, and also as a church, it's the same.
所以等之后你睇教会嘅历史里边系满咗好多好多嘅叫人好唔容易了解嘅事。
So in the church history, you find that many things that happen that would be difficult to understand or explain.
原因喺边算咧
？Where's the reason？
原因就系话基督同教会嘅关系唔正常。
That is to say, the relationship of the church and Christ is not normal.
我哋口里边话尊基督为主。
We say in our mouths that we will indeed have Him as our Lord.
我哋口里边会话基督系教会嘅元首。
We will say Christ is the head of the church.
但系个结果，我哋常常系落到老底家嘅咁嘅光景。
But in essence, we are in the position as the church of Laodicea.
主喺教会里边冇地位。
It seems that the Lord had no a position or place there.
主被赶到教会嘅门外边去。
It seems that the Lord is outside the church.
主喺外边敲门。
He sits outside knocking the
door. 都未必一定有人听见同开门俾主。
It seems that no one perhaps have heard him or opened the door.
尤其是嚟到呢个最末后嗰段日子嘅教会嘅光景。
Especially when we talk about the church in the last days.
丁子会，但系主心意里边嗰个教会嘅建造。绝对唔系要咁嘅情形继续嘅喺教会里边出现。
But the building up of the church, God does not want such a state to continue.
佢要挽回呢个咁样嘅情形。
He wants to turn around such a situation.
带翻去到神起初嘅定规嘅目的。
To lead us back to what God had purpose to start with.
亦把教会带翻去到叫。呢班喺基督里边首先有指望嘅人，由神去得到称赞。
For those who have first hope in Christ, that they will indeed be a glorious praise to Him.
嗱，等住，当我哋读到呢、这个读到夫妇嘅关系嘅时候，主要叫我哋去睇到嘅系睇到呢一部分。
And this is what we need to see when we talk about the relationship between
husband and wife. 而唔系睇到我哋嘅道德生活上边嘅嗰个要求。
It's not the moral requirements from us.
系比较嗰个要求高好多。
In fact, what is required is much more than that.
要叫我哋睇见教会同埋主。
It is for us to see it is the church and the Lord.
好啦，提过呢个咁嘅呢个咁嘅大方向之后。
And having mentioned this broad aspect,
弟兄姊妹，我哋就分开嚟留意一啲啦。
Then we take note.
里边提到一啲嘅话
，some things been mentioned
都系好原则性嘅话。
They are also on the principle basis.
但系嗰个原则性嘅话咧，系发表于一种嘅人中间嘅缺陷。
And it also shows how lacking it is among men.
弟兄姊妹，你读落去嘅时候，你睇到。
As you read, you will see.
佢话丈夫要爱你嘅妻子。
Says husband, love your wife.
然后就讲啦，你妻作妻子嘅要顺服你嘅丈夫。
How as wives, you need to obey your husband.
咩意思
？What does that mean？
你有冇睇得深入啲咁多
？Have you seen any further than that？
Stephen， 你爱唔爱阿 Heidi 啊
？Stephen， do you love Heidi？
你话除咗佢唔可爱嘅时候，我都可爱。
Apart from the time that I don't love her, she's quite lovely.
调翻转头咧，答案系一样。
And you turn that round, the answer is just the same.
佢可爱嘅时候咪可爱咯，咪爱咯。
And I love her when she's lovely.
佢唔可爱嘅时候，我唔睬佢咯。
When she's not all that lovely, I will just ignore her.
弟兄姊妹，点解
？Why？
你一碰到点解嘅时候
？When you come to see the reason why。
我今次嚟到阿 Nathan 屋企嘅时候咧，我就碰到一个好大好大嘅问题。
And this time coming to Nathan's house, I come to see a great problem.
因为不住嘅听见个女问点解点解点解
？Because all along the daughter will keep asking why？
我喺佢屋企好短时间，但系个女咧就带本古仔书嚟，佢话俾我知，我讲古仔俾你听，你嚟听。
And I was only there for a short time, but she brought her book along and says that I'll come and tell you a story.
咁然后佢打开本古仔书啦。
So she opened up the book.
佢就话：你讲俾我听。
And then she said, "Oh, better you tell me the story.
咁我就讲俾佢听。
So I tell her the story.
但我话呢个女仔着件红衫。
I says this girl has a red dress on.
点解要着件红衫
？Why is she wearing a red dress？
咁然后话佢要去探佢嘅婆婆。
I says, oh, she is going to visit the grandma.
点解要去探佢婆婆啊
？Why is she going to visit the grandma？
因为啲点解好似弄到我哋头昏眼花嘅
？Since all these whys just have our heads churning。
但有时我哋不能不要问点解。
But so often we would ask why。
如今主话你要爱你嘅妻子。
And here the Lord says you have to love your wives。
你话点解啊
？Yes, why？
呢个理所当然爱啊嘛。
This is what you ought to do。
但系你会问得点解嘅时候，你里边一定有事。
If you were to ask why, then there must be a problem in you.
调翻转头又系一样。
The same, the other way around.
你要顺服你个丈夫。
Obey your husband.
点解啊
？Why？
丁志伟，如果你会问到点解嘅时候，你一定系发生有一啲唔和谐嘅事喺嗰度。
If you have to ask why, we know that there is some friction or some problem that has arisen.
我相信丁志伟喺我哋嘅经历嘅里边，所喺所谓。恋爱期或者蜜月期嘅里边，你绝对唔会问点解点解点解。
I believe that in a time when you're in love or during a honeymoon period, you never ask this question why。
啊，但系等到你嗰个关系完成咗啦，经过一段时间啦，对方嘅弱点你发现啦，对方唔可爱嘅地方你掌握到啦，喺嗰个时候咧，你就好觉得就产生有唔系咁。和谐嘅心思啦。
And after this period, then you find that you come to see the shortcomings of the other person, and then your thoughts suddenly change altogether.
世界人嘅反应我哋唔提。
We don't talk about how the people of this world respond.
我哋要留意嘅系神嘅儿女。
But we have to take note of the children of God.
神嘅儿女，你碰到呢类事嘅时候，你点样去走过呢一个难关
？When you come and meet with such a difficult situation, how can you overcome it?
你话我咪忍佢咯
？He says, "Oh, I'll just put up with him."
但系忍到你忍唔住嘅时候点啊
？And what if you can't do that？
我记得我个女，我细女好细嘅时候
，I remember when my daughter was very young。
佢嘅家姐咧就比较大得唔系话好多好多，不过就因为未曾有个妹嘅时候咧，就屋企只有一个。
And the sister, not all that much older, but before she came, the sister was all on her own.
大家都所有嘅注意力都系摆咗喺个大嗰度。
Of course, all the attention has been on the elder one.
因为只有一个嘛。
Because it's only one.
但系到个妹出嚟。
But when the sister came,
个大嗰个咧
the elder one,
你又好难话佢唔锡嗰个妹。
You can't say that she doesn't love the younger sister.
但你又好难话佢冇一啲嘅妒忌心喺嗰时。
But you can't say that she has not any jealousy.
以前个个都留意我，而家好似个个都转咗去个妹嗰度。
In the past, it seems that all the attention is towards me, but now it's towards her.
所以有时佢就有意无意咧，系俾个妹有啲咁多嘅为难。
So, knowingly or unknowingly, sometimes she would give trouble to the younger sister.
偏偏碰到我个细女咧，佢又好难劈劈。
But my younger daughter, she is rather weak.
所以咧，家姐点样冒犯佢咧，佢就忍咯。
And no matter what the sister does to her, she will try to put up with it.
佢又唔出声。
She won't say anything.
但弟兄姊妹，佢唔出声唔系等于话佢甘心接受。
Because she doesn't say anything doesn't mean that she was so willing to accept or receive.
到有一日朝头早
，until one morning，
我都唔记得佢家姐点样搞佢。
I couldn't remember what the elder sister did to her.
哇，佢发起狼嚟。
And she suddenly showed her colours.
哦，好恶。
She was really so fierce.
佢讲一句说话。
And she said something.
佢话你唔好以为我能劈劈好虾。
Don't think that I'm so weak that you can bully.
我忍到唔可忍嘅时候，我会爆嘅。
She says, I put up with you to such a point that I will explode.
丁兄姊妹同样呢个咁样嘅情绪系摆在一个家庭嘅里边。
And such a situation was found in the family.
我哋要问啦。
Then we ask.
你忍无可忍嘅时候，你点办
And when you try to put up until the point where you can't handle it.
世人當然有世人嘅處理嘅方法。
Of course, the world has its way of dealing with it.
但我哋問嘅就係我哋係神嘅兒女。
But as children of God,
我哋係俾神擺在一個教會建造嘅呢個工程嘅裏頭。
And God put us in this building up process.
你點去處理
？How should you deal with it?
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
主唔話俾我哋聽，我哋去點樣去處理。
The Lord did not tell us how we should deal with it. He takes us to the reality of the building up of the church. And as God execute the building up of the church, you will know what to do. You can only come before the Lord.
You can only come before the Lord. You can only come是不是我的缺失造成这个这样的光景呢
?And in the light of the Lord, will you see if it is your shortcoming that has brought about such a situation?
因为你晓得我们一个人生活的时候什么难处都没有因为你就是那个王。
Brothers and sisters, if you are the only one living, don't have any difficulty because you are the king.
但两个人一起生活的时候呢你就发现了。
But if we have two persons living together, you start to discover. 他有些人不顺眼There are certain things that's not quite right with you.
对方有个发言你有些东西有些东西很激气。
Likewise, the other party will find that things that are rather frustrating with you.
在这样的情况是不是真的对方有些东西不顺眼呢或者是
Is it true that there are certain things that's not quite right with him?
有时不一定是的。
But sometimes it may not be.
有时只是你自己的从前的生活的背景造成你一种的习惯所以你没有办法能够接受另外一个人的。
Sometimes it's just your way of life or habit that you're not used to what other people is up to.
碰到咁样嘅情形嘅时候，咁就点
？And when you come to such a situation,
一般来讲，人就梗系强调我自己嘅理由。
Of course, we will stress our own rights.
对方亦同样强调我自己嘅理由。
The other party will do just the same.
喺呢个强调嘅底下，就会发展到坚持。
And then we will just make our own stand.
发展到坚持的时候呢就会带出一个这样的结局冲突。
And if everyone were to just make their own stand, it will just end up with, in one way.
就好像我的小女儿说我就爆的了。
Just like my younger daughter says that I will explode.
弟兄姊妹一爆神的见证去了哪里
And when the explosion happens, where would the testimony of God be?
究竟是神的见证的要求重呢还是我要坚持我自己的那个意念是更重要一点呢
Is it God's requirement heavy or it's just that I'm so firm in keeping what I want on my stand?
我等知不知你读下去的时候主自己的话你怎样活在这个这样的夫妻的关系的底下
And in this, how we are to live as husband and wives.
第一，佢要叫神嘅儿女睇见个责任。
Firstly, we are to see our responsibility.
第二，佢要叫神嘅儿女睇见个地位。
Secondly, we are to see our position.
第三，佢要叫神嘅儿女睇到神嗰个安排，嗰个目的。
And for us to then see God's purpose and plan in all this.
嗱，如果我哋真系，如果我哋从开头就寻求。神的心意
If from the very start we seek after God's purpose,
你就一定要去问的
then you would ask,
神为什么这样安排
Why is it that God has arranged it for such a way?
神为什么不安排一个完全适合我的
Why doesn't God give to me someone that is absolutely suitable to me?
因为我当时还未曾还未曾说有一个决定的时候为什么神不叫我对其他那些站在我弟兄的立场上面来讲就话为什么我不对其他的姊妹有吸引而是单单对那一个有吸引
When I have not decided, why is it that it wasn't to any other sisters that I've been drawn to, but to this one?
但是你看外表的时候你好像纯粹是你自己个人的兴趣的拣选。
And outwardly, you may seem that it is because to your own liking you have made that choice.
但你往深处去看的时候你会看到
But if you look deeper, you will see,
你所作嗰个定规有神嘅手喺嗰度。
That the decisions that you have made, God's hand has been there.
所以而家翻翻到 夫妻嘅实际关系里面嘅时候
，coming back to the actual relationship between husband and wife，
主就叫把我哋带翻去到呢一个地位、责任同埋事情发生嘅源头嗰度。
And God will lead us to see our position, our responsibility, and the source of things are happening.
就系神嘅权柄嘅问题。
It is to do with His authority.
所以顶住，当你了解到呢个，你睇到神点样带神嘅儿女。去活喺夫妇嘅关系嘅里边。
So God shows us how He leads His children to live as husband and wives.
啊，佢首先就提到话，你做妻子嘅当顺服丈夫。
How wives need to submit to the husbands?
呢个系责任同埋地位嘅问题。
This is to do with responsibility and also your position.
呢件事情点样提呢
？How is this said?
你要翻到去第一次嘅婚姻嘅安排嗰时。
You have to go back to the very first marriage, how God had arranged for it.
第一次嗰个婚姻嘅安排系点样嚟嘅呢
？How did the first marriage come about?
神为那人独居不好，我要为佢做一个配偶嚟帮助佢。
God says that it's not good for man to be alone. I will make him a helpmate.
因此，弟兄姊妹，你睇到。在神的起初的安排的里面作妻子那个是站在一个助手的地位。
And you find that as wives, she is the helpmate for the husband.
你不要拿现在的人权思想来跟我讲这件事。
Don't use the thinking of man to talk about this.
我们要而今我们要看的是教会的建筑。
Here we are talking about the building up of the church.
不是讲人权的扩张。
We're not talking about the rights of man.
你要睇到神嘅建造、教会嘅建造嘅时候，你只能够睇神点样嘅定规。
And as far as the building of the church, you have to see how God.
神话咧，能做助手。
God says, "Help me."
做咩助手呢
？What sort of help?
我记得喺我哋聚会里边有好几次弟兄姊妹有结婚嘅聚会嘅时候，我都特别同佢哋翻嚟福去浸喜嘅讲呢样嘢。
And I remember for several marriages about, of brothers and sisters in our church, I said this again and again to them.
我说某某弟兄如今不是因为没有人同他煮饭所以就娶你。
I say, brother so and so, it's not because, you're not able to cook for yourself, so you have found yourself this wife.
没有人同他洗衫所以就娶你。
Or that, There's no one to do his laundry, so he comes to get a wife.
当然在我们如今的生活的概念的里面好似是有一些这样的内容。
But it seems that nowadays there's such a context to that.
但我们回到神头一次定规这件事的时候你留意到。
But when we go back to the very first instance of what God had purposed,
我要做一个配偶来帮助他。
I will have a helpmeet for him.
帮助他做什么?
To help him to do what?
帮助他去管理神所做的一切。
To help him to indeed govern all that God has entrusted to him.
帮助他去彰显神的荣耀。
To help him to indeed manifest the glory of God.
当你晓得神做人的时候很明显在亚当的身上是指出这个事情。
You find that as God created man, this was something that fell upon him.
因为神说我要给了我的形象给人。
God says that he has given his image to man.
我要交托管理的权柄给人。
And the governing of all that God has created is given to him. And it's for this purpose Adam was created. But what about the creation of Eve?
It's
to help Adam in this entrustment of God. When we read how In Ephesians, wives are to submit to husbands.
怎样顺服法?
How should they submit?
譬如说我们是一个不信的家庭。
If we are in a family of non-believers.
现在来了两个麻雀友。
Now we have some a player of mahjong.
Mahjong player.
Mahjong players.
他们加上我是三个。
And then together with me, we are three.
不可以成台。
You can't make a table.
咁我就叫太太嚟啦，你坐埋落嚟。
So I call my wife. You sit around here.
我哋成台。
So we can make up a table.
弟兄姊妹，
Friend,
太太就话我唔得闲。
And wife says, I'm not free.
我好多嘢要做。
There's a lot of things I need to get on with.
叫你顺服丈夫嘛。
ask you to submit to your husband.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
问题很简单。
The problem is very simple.
打完麻雀上的字有没有增加呢？
When you finish your mahjong, has God's will been fulfilled?
没。
No.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
你就没有条件去要求姊妹去信服。
You are in no position to require the sister to submit.
弟兄姊妹，神让作妻子的在家里面学习信服的功课，乃是在那时让教会在其中很明显的晓得为着神的旨意的完成，他站在一个对的位置上面。
And for the wives to submit, it is in fact standing in a position that is rightful in the will of God.
我用刚才那个例子来讲，
Using that example as before,
从正面来讲，
From a positive angle,
起咗一个作用系顺服，起咗一个作用系保护。
And the wife, in fact, has this part to protect.
因为神俾咗个责任佢系帮助丈夫嘛。
Because the responsibility given to her.
如果
就
帮助个丈夫唔好走落去嗰个愚昧嘅里头。
And to help the husband not to become foolish.
从另一方面去睇。
On another angle.
呢个亦系按着神自己嘅定义。来让 神要求神儿女的学习是摸到神的心意。
And to in fact go according to what God has determined and there to touch upon God's heart and mind.
弟兄姊妹，当我们读神的话语的时候，我们读到神给教会有一个，你说是特别，从前就不特别，现在人家以为有些特别。
And you can say that that's something rather special in the church, which may not been so in the past.
神俾教会有一个功课，嗰个功课就姊妹嘅蒙头。
And the lesson of covering of head by the sisters.
虽然教会唔会用律法嘅形式去执行嗰个蒙头嘅安排。
Of course, the church will not use this and apply it legally.
但弟兄姊妹，你留意到神把一个咁样嘅学习摆喺教会嘅里边。
But such a learning God had put in the church.
目的系边处
？Where's this the purpose of it?
当然喺解经上面，好多人有各种各样嘅主张，但我哋话神嘅话字面上面被表达出嚟嘅，我哋已经话够啦。
And of course, many people will have different explanation to the passage, but we say that as God's word so plainly puts it, it is sufficient for us.
神藉着姊妹的蒙头是不住地提醒着整个神的教会要学习服在神的权柄的底下。
And this lesson of covering of head is to show the church how it ought to submit entirely to the authority of God.
我们常常忘记了服神的权柄。
We often forget to submit ourselves to God's authority.
当神的聚会一起的时候，你姊妹的蒙头就提醒全教会在那处，不能忽视神的权柄。
But as we gather and we see how sisters cover their head, we know that we cannot but submit to the authority of God.
讲这边讲得太多了。
I've mentioned a lot of this already.
作丈夫。
And if we talk about husband,
只话你哋作丈夫要爱妻子。
Says a husband, love your wife.
你千万唔好以为话你企一个作头嘅地位，你就对妻子系毫无条件嘅要求。
Don't think that as the head that you can have anything that you want asking of your wife.
佢话你必须要爱你嘅妻子。
You say you have to love your wife.
爱到一个乜嘢嘅地步
？To what extent?
佢可爱嘅时候，你固然要爱佢。
Even though she doesn't appear to be all that loving,
你觉得佢唔可爱嘅时候，你都不能不爱佢。
You cannot but love her, whatever the situation.
点解
？Why?
因为佢话你要爱妻子，如同教会，如同基督爱教会，
because,
为教会舍己。
Because you have to love your wife just as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her.
系爱到一个地步，你完全舍去咗自己。
To love her to a point where there is no self in you.
救恩就是这样摆出来的。
This is how salvation is being put forth.
基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Christ loves the church and gave himself for
her. 但是你留意，当基督爱教会，为教会舍己的时候，即是说基督挂在十字架上面的时候。
For Christ loved the church and gave himself for her,It was at the point when he was on the cross.
当然那个时候教会未曾出现。
Of course, at that point, the church has not come about.
但是那个时候未有在基督里的这个实际来比我们看到在基督里面的教会。
But at that time, we do not see the reality of being in Christ, the church
that is in Christ. 他所看到将来的教会就一个一个一个一个一个在底下顶撞他的人。
And as far as Christ was concerned, when he was on the cross, he saw every individual was against him.
这帮人可能将来就是成为教会的那帮。
Although these individuals may become part of the church.
请问弟兄姊妹
，Let me ask you, brother and sister.
喺嗰个时候
，at that very time，
嗰班将来要成为教会嘅人，可爱唔可爱？喺自己眼里边
，who will at the end become part of the church， were they all that lovely？
冇一啲咁多嘅可爱。
They were not that lovely at all。
除咗亚当嗰个成分喺嗰度之外
，apart from having the nature of Adam，
你不住嘅听到底下传嚟嘅声音就话钉佢十字架。
You can only hear what they were saying. Crucify him, crucify him.
但弟兄姊妹，主喺十字架上面讲嘅话系咩话？
What did the Lord say while he was on the cross?
父啊，赦免佢哋。
Forgive them.
因为佢哋所做，佢哋唔知道。
Because they do not know what they do.
弟兄姊妹，呢个系基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
This is how Christ loved the church and gave himself
for it.
When this is applied to the husband, you can see what our learning should be like. We praise and thank our Lord.
In the whole husband's family,
And the Lord enables us to see, to come away from what we see as a reason.
从起初神睇主睇到嘅系一群唔可爱嘅人。
The Lord saw a group who is not lovely at all.
然后十字架嘅救赎造成嘅之后，呢一班人俾人带到主嘅面前嚟，佢哋成为教会。
And once the church has been born, all these people have been brought in to be indeed those who are his.
但这个教会呢是满了各种玷污皱纹等类的病人的。
And these who are of the church is full of spot and wrinkles.
你就留意到基督爱教会的那个延续。
So you can see how Christ continued to love.
他怎么延续法呢？
How does he continue to love?
他要用水直接道。来将教会洗净。
He would indeed by the washing of the water by the word indeed to purify the church.
洗净到一个地步是毫无玷污皱纹等类的病。
To the point where there is no spot, wrinkle or blemish.
乃是一个荣耀的教会。
To present himself a glorious church.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到主爱教会，是从教会起初不可爱那班人开手，一直至到成为教会而是带着瑕疵。一直再等到毫无皱纹、玷污等类的病，而成为一个荣耀的教会。
His love for the church is such that from those who are not lovely at all, to bring them to a point where they will still be full of blemish, and then to indeed wash them and to present them faultless and blameless to a glorious church.
稍微在婚姻的里面有过经历的人。
We know that in marriage, there are those who have such experience.
你晓得主呢个要求好高。
You know such a requirement of the Lord is very high.
但系按照教会嘅建造嘅呢一点上面嚟睇呢，系一啲都唔系高。
But as far as the building up of the church is concerned, this is not all that high.
你必须喺个咁样嘅关系嘅底下，然后你至学到功课。
It is only in such a situation that you will learn.
系喺咁样嘅情嘅底下，你至能够接受修理。
And only in such situation will you be put right and corrected.
在这样的情况底下，你然后才认识什么叫做神的权柄。
Only under such condition will you know what the authority of God is.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
你知道你看到，当夫妇的关系的这个学习带到高点的时候，
When this learning of husband and wife has been brought to a very high point,
圣灵就用保罗说，
Then God used Paul to say,
他说因此人要离开父母与妻子同住二人成为一体。
Because of this, a man shall leave his father and mother and shall be united with his wife and the two shall be one flesh.
两个性情不一定相同的人。
two very different persons.
两个爱好唔一定系一致嘅人。
They may not be a one.
两个嘅性格完全可以系相反嘅人。
And character and nature may be very contrary.
但神藉着呢个关系要把佢哋带到一个。
But through such a relationship, God wants to bring them together to be one.
弟兄姊妹，难唔难？
Brothers and sisters, would this not be difficult?
对人嚟讲好难。
From man's point of view, it is very difficult.
但神要做呢件事。
But this is what God wants to do.
因为到咗最后嘅时候，主就话。
Because finally, the
Lord said, 我系指住基督同教会讲。
I'm referring this to Christ and the church.
弟兄姊妹，你就晓得。
Brothers and sisters, you will know.
婚姻嘅关系，人这个夫妇嘅人际嘅关系，系神俾我哋学习进入教会生活嘅高点嘅嗰个过程。
And this is the process of the high point of our learning in this relationship of husband and wife.
等于你能够忍受不住激动你嘅嗰个对方，你然后同神嘅儿女嘅配搭就有基础。
And if you are able to put up with your counterpart, then you are able to be put and placed among the saints.
你日日面对嘅人，
the one whom you are facing every day,
你能够容忍佢各方面嘅缺陷，
and you can put up with all the shortcomings.
因为你服喺神嘅权柄嘅底下，你睇到神嘅安排系咁样。
Because you submit yourself under the authority of God, and you see this is what God has arranged.
神唔单止系叫我有一个咁嘅家庭。
It's not only that God causes me to have such a family.
神要叫我喺咁嘅家庭嘅生活里边去学习接受教会嘅建造。
But in such a situation for me to learn to be building up the church.
叫我能够进入到众圣徒嘅里边，与众圣徒一同喺一个和谐嘅配搭嘅里边嚟显出基督嘅身体。
That I can be put among the saints, that I can be in harmony with them in building up the body of Christ.
底下系相同嘅原则。
Falling on is the same principle.
提到儿女同父母嘅关系。
The relationship of children and parents.
呢个又系一神把我哋摆喺一种嘅关系嘅底下，你冇办法脱得开。
And this is a relationship when God puts us in, you can't come away from.
我喺从前喺香港嘅时候。
In the past, when I was in Hong Kong.
甚至以前喺广州嘅时候，都常听到一啲嘅妇人闹仔。
And also, when I was in Canton, I often hear of mothers when they scold their children.
现在很少听见人这样闹法。
Of course, these days you don't hear such a scolding anymore.
那个时候很容易听到的。
But during those days, it is very common.
怎样闹法呢？
How do they scold their children?
不是说你个死仔，你个衰仔。
It's not saying,
you are bad boy.
Bad boy.
You are worst boy.
You are terrible boy.
唔系闹呢个。
That's not how they scold them.
闹乜嘢？
What do they?
生个蛋都好过生你。
It's better to lay an egg than to give birth to you.
点解？
Why?
生个蛋我唔中意，我咪食咗佢。
Why? If I don't like the egg, I'll just eat it.
生咗你出嚟嘅时候，嬲又唔系，谷气又唔系，打又唔系，闹又唔系。
But with you, being,
nothing to do with.
Just can't do anything with you. We can't beat you up, can't scold you, can't do anything with you.
弟兄姊妹，你留意得到，神将一个咁嘅关系摆喺嗰树嘅时候，你冇办法拆得开。
When God put such a relationship, you can't tear it apart.
你常常睇到一啲嘅妇人打完个仔之后，自己躲埋个房度喊一场。
So you see, for parents or mothers, when they beat their children, they would go into the room and weep themselves.
打咗佢就出咗啖气啦，咁仲喊咩啫？
Having beaten them, you should have relief. Why is it that you have to cry?
你冇办法去解释嘅。
Francis says you can't explain.
因为嗰算有一份嘅感情。
Because there's this sentiment
of
emotion and a relationship. You can't use anything to separate that. This is the relationship that God puts us in.
好啦，仔唔一定系听话噶。
But we know,
仔女唔一定听话。
Children are not necessarily all that obedient.
父母又唔一定系准确噶。
And parents may not be all that right.
我初初到美国嘅时候，我听到有一个训练青年人嘅团体。
And when I was in America, I heard about an organization training up youth or children.
他就讲到,
and telling them how to be children.
当然, 以他一个美国人的生活背景,他能够这样教导呢,
and of course, as Americans, and the way that they were teaching, I have to take my hat off to them.
但在他的教导的内容里面的时候,
but in what they were teaching, I can't say amen to it.
他说因为在这个地方就讲到说,你们在做儿女的,应当在主里面听从父母。
Because it says, as children obey your parents in the Lord.
所以他就特别强调,你要听从父母。
So they stress the fact that you have to obey your parents.
那怎么听从法呢?
How should they do it?
他当时就举一个例子。
And then they give an example.
他说,你的爸爸叫你去帮他买一些毒品。
If your father asks you to get some drugs,
你去不去?
Would you go?
他说如果你是神的儿女,你知道主说你要在主里面听从父母。
He says, if you are the child of God, you should know, because you are asked to obey your parents.
虽然你不甘心做那件事,但你要去做。
You may not like to do it, but you have to do it.
我绝对没办法能够阿门这个教导。
I cannot say amen to such a teaching.
他只是教导说你要听从父母。
All they have to teach is you have to obey your parents.
但他没有留意到那个听从是在主里面。
But they do not take note of the fact that this obedience is
in the Lord. 而一件事情不在主里面。
That certain aspect that is not of the Lord in
him. 就说他去买毒品的事。
And especially to get drugs.
你怎样可以有这样的权利去要求自己的儿女去做犯罪的事?
What right have you to require your children to do such a sinful thing?
所以弟兄姊妹我们留意到,
Francis, we note,
透过儿女和父母的那个关系, 又是引我们去认识神的权柄的问题。
That through the relationship of children and parents, it also leads us to know of the matter of the authority of the Lord.
在我们刚才所提的例子上面来讲,
the example that we have mentioned,
在低一点的层次就是说, 我们应该学习去服从父母。
On a lower level, we have to say we have to learn to obey our parents.
但更高一层的呢, 在父母之上还有一个权柄, 那个是神。
But higher than your parents is God Himself.
因此弟兄姊妹,我们在人和人的关系中间, 我们的学习不是没有根据,没有原则。
That our learning, as far as being among men is concerned, is not without any principles.
当然,神自己就特别提到了,你会得去孝敬父母,是因为你看到神的安排,你站在一个儿子的地位上面,你应该晓得你的责任是多少。
When as obeying your parents is concerned, you can see how what God has arranged, and you can put yourself and in obeying them to that extent.
如果我们是这样来去作儿女的话,弟兄姊妹,
and if this is how we are children,
以弗所书就给我们看到一个祝福,
then Ephesians shows us a blessing.
但是这个字面上的祝福,我认为不是那么大。
And from the wording itself, perhaps this blessing may not appear to be all that great.
在人中间这个真的很大的祝福。
But in the, among men, this is in fact a great blessing.
但是这个更大的祝福隐藏在这里。
But there is in fact a greater blessing that is hidden in here.
就是说,你服了,接受了神的权柄,神的荣耀的丰富,是成为你的所有的享用。
And if you have submitted yourself to the authority of God, then God's abundance and riches will be for you to enjoy.
然后就讲到怎么去做父母了。
Then it goes on to say how to be a fathers.
他说你们不要惹儿女的气。
Says do not provoke your children to anger.
只要照着主的教训和警戒去养育他们。
But to bring them up in the discipline and admonition of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹,在这个21世纪里面的时候,很多做父母的是很激气的。
And in this 21st century, those who are parents are really difficult, find it difficult.
不是不教,
it's not that they don't try to teach,
但是不听,
but they don't listen.
那怎么办?
So what to do?
弟兄姊妹,你不要理他听与不听。
Doesn't matter whether they listen or not.
你要理会到你嗰个责任。
You have to know your responsibility.
你要理会到你嗰个地位。
You have to know your position.
神把儿女放在你嘅底下。
As God puts your children before
you. 你要尽咗你所能作嘅嚟带领佢去到主嘅面前。
You have to do what you can to bring them to the Lord.
俾佢去认识到主自己。
For them to come to know the Lord themselves.
但你系带咗佢。
And as you lead them.
但系佢唔听。
Even though they don't listen, then it's no longer your responsibility.
你的责任就是说你有没有带到。
The question is whether or not you have led them.
如果你没有带到的话,
if you have not led them,
你要承担这个责任。
Then you have to bear the responsibility.
承担什么责任?
What responsibility?
不是说教育不良的责任。
It is not,
not good educated.
Not well educated.
是什么责任呢?
What, responsibility.
你作父母的冇按着主的权柄去活。去服主的跟着服主的权柄去活。
That as parents you have not lived according to the authority of God.
但你按着主的安排你也按着主自己的定义你教导 你的儿女。
As God has arranged it, you teach your children about it.
他们不听话那个不是你的责任。
If they don't listen, it is not your responsibility.
你的责任就是你有没有教导。
Your responsibility is to teach
them. 你要尽到你所要该做。
Have you done what you should be doing?
并且我们常常有一些很大的困扰的。
So often we are troubled.
有时父母很爱主。
Sometimes parents, they love the Lord.
但是儿女不跟上来。
But the children do not follow.
哎呀，我们就调回转头，就不是讲个儿女曳，而是讲个点咁样做父母嘅，都达达教唔到自己嘅仔女嘅。
Then we don't talk about the children, but we turn to the parents and say, "What sort of parents are they? They are not teaching their children."
弟兄姊妹，如果你要闹咁样嘅人
，if you are to say such a thing，
你先去闹撒母耳先。
Then you should scold Samuel first.
如果你闹得落撒母耳，然后你就去闹个其他嘅做父母。
And if you are able to scold Samuel, then you can scold the rest of the parents.
如果你闹唔落嘅话咧，你就唔好有任何嘅说话喺嗰处。
If you are not able to scold Samuel, then there's nothing for you to say.
你需要留意嘅留意，嗰个作父母嘅有冇按照神嘅安排去照着主嘅心意去养育儿女。
But what you need to take note is whether the parents have done according to what God has arranged.
所以
弟兄姊妹，
你睇到喺神所安排俾我哋嘅关系嘅里边，唔管理你站喺边一个地位上边。
And in God's arrangement, doesn't matter which position you find yourself in.
佢让我哋所有嘅学习都接触住神嘅权柄呢个问题。
And all our learning comes back to the learning of the authority of God.
我哋去学会咗顺服神嘅权柄嘅问题。
For us to submit to the authority of God.
然后到主人同仆人嘅关系。
Then it comes to the relationship of bondman and master.
主同雇员嘅关系。
Or employer and employee.
弟兄姊妹，呢个好简单。
This is very simple.
我所简单就系话，而家嘅呢种关系就好简单。
What I'm saying is that such a relationship is simple.
从前讲呢句说话嘅时候，嗰、那个关系就唔简单。
But in the past, this would not have been.
因为呢处所讲嘅就奴隶同奴隶主嘅关系。
Because here it's talking about bondmen and masters.
你想要解除呢个关系，冇得解除。
You can't even remove such a relationship.
个奴隶主系对个奴隶系管有生杀大权。
And in fact, the master has the right even to kill the bondmen.
嗰个奴隶咧，对个奴隶主咧，系绝对冇任何发言权。
And as far as the bondman is concerned, he's got no right whatsoever before the master.
当然，而家就好简单咯。
Today is so simple.
旧时我哋只听见话，老板炒我鱿鱼。
In the past, we hear how the boss would fire his employees.
但而家我哋时时听到我炒老板嘅鱿鱼。
But nowadays, we hear how the employees get rid of the bosses.
但顶住，呢个系世界人嘅事。
This is the things that goes on in the world.
你回到主的话的里面的时候，你就不要理那个时代的变迁的所带来的那种的现象。
When you come to the word of God, you have to disregard what is happening in this world and its changes.
你要留意的是要你在神的面前活着那个良心。
But rather, your conscience as you live before God.
所以我就特别提到。
So especially here.
在人家的手下来做仆人，你是怎样去做？
As a bondman, how you ought to be.
你要很忠心去做好你那份。
You have to be faithful in doing your part.
你话我为个你，我为个而家唔知点样讲，喺英国我更加唔知点样讲。喺旧时老中国嘅时候，我为个两分四嚟忍住啲气。我为个逼咁多嘅 small amount of fat salary。
And in the past, the saying goes like this: that for this small amount of money that I get, I just put up with you。
我得好讲啦，我要活落去。
Because I need the money, so I can't do anything。
我只有唔出声。
I just won't say anything。
但系而家唔系。
But it's not so these days。
而家你随时可以出声。
You can indeed voice yourself。
你出声咪工会同你出声。
If you don't voice yourself, the union will。
但系弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters。
神嘅儿女，佢哋嘅生活嘅基础，或者话佢哋生活嗰个层次。是比世界人是高。
And the basis of the life and living of the children of God is much higher than the people of the world.
因为你看到这样的从属的关系是有神的管理在那里。
You see, in all this relationship, there is God's government on it.
神将你放在那个地方。
As God puts you there in the place.
你就在那个地方里面去接受神的安排。
And there you accept God's arrangement.
这个老板很难应付的。
Says, oh, this boss is so difficult to put up with.
彼得前书已经告诉你听。
First Peter already told you.
如果你有一个老板是很丑脾气。
If you have an evil, master.
你为着主的缘故都服他。
Because of, for the sake of the Lord, you have to submit yourself.
除非你有机会解除这个关系。
Unless you can do away with this relationship.
如果你冇机会解除呢个关系，你就为着主嘅缘故，你去服佢。
If not in the Lord, you have to submit even.
你点样为着主嘅缘故呢
？How to submit for the sake of the Lord?
乃系话你要睇到，你喺呢个地方，你站呢个地位，有主嘅管理喺嗰。
You have to see that you being in that place and in that position.There it has God's way in it.
主既然有个管理喺嗰度嘅时候
，as God controls it，
你就按照主嗰个安排去忠心嘅去做好自己嗰份。
As God has arranged it, you have to be faithful in that place to do your part.
调翻转嚟，你做主人。
And another put it the other way where you are the master.
你做上司。
You are the boss.
咁你又唔好以为你大晒。
Don't think that you are great.
你话乜就乜。
That you, whatever you say will go.
我哋嘅主话。
But the Lord
你读过去就晓得。
As you read on, you'll know.
当你喺度觉得你自己系做上司嘅时候。
If you think you are the boss.
你要留意。
Take note.
喺你之上仲有一个上司。
Above you there is another master.
呢个系主自己。
This is the Lord himself.
只要叫你留意到。你怎样能够做到这个上司
？And the Lord will have you know how you have become a master.
如果我们细细去留意的时候，你很清楚看到，我们的经历是如同大卫坐在神的坐在以色列国的宝座上面的经历一样。
You find that if we take note carefully, that our experience is very much like that of David as he comes to sit on the throne of Israel.
是神慢慢慢慢逐步逐步将他送上那个宝座。
Seems slowly and gradually, step by step, God elevated him to the throne.
今天我做一个有权势的人。
Today, for me to have,
人以为是我的本事。
People may think it's my ability.
但是我深深体会到是神自己的恩典的扶持。
But I know for sure that it is God's grace.
是神自己恩典同埋怜悯嘅嗰个安排。
It is God's grace and mercy that have arranged this to happen.
今日我手下边有一千人，有两千人，甚至一万人。
Under me, I have 1,000, 2,000 or 10,000,
甚至系更多。
And maybe even more.
但系我晓得系神把我摆喺呢个位。
But I know for sure that it is God that put me there.
如果神唔摆我喺呢个位，我一个关斗就跌咗落地。
If God did not put me there, I would just stumble and tumble.
弟兄姊妹，你喺世间睇得多呢啲咁样嘅事情啦。
You see so much of this happening around the world.
跌落地就跌到贴地。
You find when one fall, they fall straight to the ground. We thank and praise our Lord.
我哋睇到我哋整个嘅遭遇又好，我哋嘅经历也好
，whether what we come across or what we have experienced，
开始是神的手的管理。
To To start off, it is God's hand in control.
佢将我摆喺高位，我唔敢骄傲。
And when He puts me in a high place, I'm not able, I dare not to be proud or to think I'm great.
我仍旧系好平稳嘅喺嗰处，望着我嘅主嚟作我个该作。
And I would still look upon the Lord to do what I need to do.
我哋感谢赞美我哋嘅神。
We thank and praise our God.
弟兄姊妹，当你睇到神喺带我哋进入众圣徒之前，佢先让我哋经历一段咁样嘅阶段。
Before He leads us to be in the saints, this is the stage that He leads us.
喺个人嘅学习里边进入众人嘅学习。
And to from a personal learning to be learning with one another.
喺众人嘅学习，将我哋修理得更合乎佢嘅心意。
And to put us right and to be more fitting for Him.
然后就用着我哋去进入个身体。
And then to use us to enter into revealing the body.
弟兄姊妹，你千万唔好话，哎呀，教会顶呱呱。
Don't think, oh, the church how great.
弟兄姊妹，如果教会唔系让基督去充满
，Brothers and sisters, if the church is not being filled by Christ,
满咗人嘅自己嘅彼此嘅冲撞
，If it is just clashes of man,
弟兄姊妹呢个系。神所唔甘心睇
，This is not what God wants to see。
亦都系教会嘅羞耻嚟。
It would be a shameful thing。
因此我哋喺主面前仰望我哋嘅主。
That's why we have to look upon Him。
佢竟然用咗我哋作为教会建造嘅材料。
That He indeed uses as the material for the upbuilding。
佢一步一步嘅带领我哋进入教会嘅建造。
That step by step He leads us into the building up of the church。
我哋就仰望主，俾我哋有够用嘅恩典喺。接受教会建造的过程的里面，我们失去了我们所该作好的那一份。
And in the building up of the church, that we pray that we will have the grace of the Lord, that we will not miss out the part to which we ought to do.
我们承认一件事。
We have to acknowledge
要将我们自己从宝座上面拉下来，是很艰难的。
It's difficult to indeed dethrone ourselves.
所以神用了一个阶段一个阶段来将我们带入这个建造的过程的里头。
So God takes us from one stage to another in this process of our upbuilding.
弟兄姊妹记得，所有建造的动作都是围绕着基督作元首，我们是作肢体，彼此的联络来显出身体。
And all this is to be showing that Christ is the head and we are members one of another.
弟主恩待怜悯我哋。
May the Lord have mercy and be gracious to us.
我喺呢个部分，我同弟兄姊妹交通到呢一处啦。
I think this is what I'll share with brothers and sisters here.
仰望主继续带领我哋，睇见佢点样从我哋嘅身上边显出教会建造嘅工程。
And may the Lord show us how He
to manifest,
the process in which He builds up the church. We thank and praise our God. Let us pray.
主啊，我们带到你面前的只有我们的软弱和亏欠。
Lord, we bring before you our weakness and our lackings.
但我们感谢赞美你。
But Lord, we thank you and praise you.
因为你有无限的忍耐。
Because you have indeed, limitless patience.
你可以接受我们的软弱而除掉我们的软弱。
You not only accept our weakness, you are able to do away with them.
你要将我们从软弱里面带进刚强。
And you want to take us from being weak to become strong.
你要将我们从缺陷里面带进丰富。
And from our lacking to bring us into abundance.
主，所以你要给我们有各种各样的安排，要叫我们在当中学习属灵的功课。
Lord, and you arrange for us in every situation to learn spiritual lessons.
主，我们向你低头敬拜。
Lord, we bow and worship you.
但要你的话显出来的时候，是照明我们整个的人寻找到我们一生跟随的路。
Lord, as your word shows us and enlightens us, let us find the way following after you.
为着要叫你的心意在我们身上面先得到成全。
So that your will may be fulfilled in us.
然后用着我们去成全你在宇宙里面所有的定规。
And then to use us to fulfill what you have purposed.
主啊，我们低头敬拜你。
Lord, we bow and we worship you.
因为你不以我们 有咁多嘅缺陷而放弃我哋。
Lord, you have not looked at us and are lacking and indeed rejected us.
相反嘅，你系忍耐等待嘅，嚟一面拆毁，又一面造就我哋。
Lord, on the contrary, you see how long suffering you are towards us, and you are tearing it down to build us up.
但愿主嘅心意得着荣耀嘅成全。
Lord, may your purpose be gloriously fulfilled.
而我哋亦能跟得上你喺我哋身上面所有嘅安排。
And we are able to follow on in all that you have a purpose.
叫荣耀称颂都归俾我哋嘅父。
And all the praise and glory may be to our Father.
同呢位为我哋舍去自己嘅被杀嘅羔羊。
And also the one who delivered himself up, being slain for us.
我哋咁样祈祷，奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.